KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have partly sunny skies and 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon with a high around 76. Winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Sheriff's officials in eastern Iowa's Linn County report numerous law enforcement agencies responded late Sunday night to assist deputies in the Coggin area after a robbery in progress was reported at the Casey store in Coggin. Shots were fired and a deputy was wounded multiple times during the incident that took place at around 10:30 p.m. News reports say a deputy interrupted the robbery and was shot inside the store. The deputy was airlifted to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. The extent of his injuries was not immediately available. A manhunt is underway for the suspect, and there is a perimeter extending beyond the Coggin city limits. Linn County Sheriff's deputies, Cedar Rapids and Marion Police, the Delaware County Sheriff's Office all responded to the scene, with other agencies offering their assistance as well. Residents in the area were told to stay indoors and lock your doors and report suspicious activity immediately at 911. That again in Linn County. The National Weather Service preliminary storm team will head to Pella today to assess the duration, path, and intensity of a tornado that touched down near Pella Sunday evening. The data will include the damage assessment. No injuries were reported in connection with the storm. The results and conclusions of the survey will be completed and released by the National Weather Service on their website sometime later today. Hail the size of eggs fell 5 miles north-northeast of Afton at around 4:30 p.m. Sunday. Hail ranging in size from half dollar to ping pong balls fell over parts of Poweshiek and Decatur County Sunday evening. Pea to ping pong bong size hail fell over Decatur County. A farm grain bin was tossed in the middle of Highway 69 near Leon in Decatur County. And heavy rain, more than 2.3 inches, was reported in Warren County as the storms developed over southern and southeastern Iowa. Well, a suspect was taken into custody following a stabbing incident Sunday morning in or near the Glenwood area. According to scanner traffic, the incident happened sometime after 12 a.m. Officers with the canines and their partners, along with the drone, were dispatched to help with the search for the suspect, who was apprehended at gunpoint at around 12:30 a.m. and after apparently being shot with a taser. We still have no additional details on that incident. A traffic stop in Shenandoah Sunday morning resulted in the arrest of a driver of the vehicle on drug and other charges. Shenandoah police say officers stopped a vehicle driving recklessly at around 2 a.m. in the 100 block of North Fremont Street. An investigation resulted in the arrest of 33-year-old Kyle Jacob Campbell of Shenandoah for possessing contraband, OWI second offense, and driving while suspended, reckless driving, and no insurance. Campbell was being held at the Page County Jail on $7,000 bond. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board will meet this evening at 5:15 at the Cedar Park Shelter at 204 Cedar Street. On their agenda under action items or and or new business are updates with regard to the Sunnyside Park band shell, the Schulberg Recreation Area waterless restroom, Sunnyside Pool, summer programs, recreation items, an update on the Cedar Park itself, and walkability maps. In his report to the board, Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen will provide a staff update, information on the Schulberg Water Fountain, invasive species, and on volunteer work performed by the Royal Neighbors, Atlantic Rising, and Trees Forever. The Iowa Department of Public Health coronavirus dashboard on Sunday morning indicated there were 62 additional positive cases of COVID-19 over the previous 24 hours for a pandemic total of 403,794 and 5 additional deaths, leaving the statewide toll at 6,114. Deaths at Iowa's long-term care facilities since the start of the pandemic stand at 2,373. There were no changes in the long-term care facility outbreak data in Iowa on Sunday, where the total of 29 positive cases among patients and staff and 4 persons who had recovered. Iowa's 14-day and 7-day positivity rates were unchanged at 1.9% each. There are 65 Iowans hospitalized with COVID as of the latest report. Health officials say 15 patients were in an ICU, 14 had been admitted, and 11 patients were on a ventilator. Hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, RMCC Region 4, have a total of 3 people hospitalized, 1 person in an ICU. 2 people had been admitted over the previous 24 hours, and there were no COVID patients on a ventilator. The University of Iowa environmental engineering professor said it will take $10 billion to address the state's water quality issues and reduce the likelihood of flooding. Larry Weber conducts research on flooding and water quality.
If we could spend $200 million a year, you divide $200 million into $10 billion, that's 50 years. So like we've changed the way soil comes off the land in the last 50 years, we could change the way water and nutrients come off the land in the next 50 years. But we need the political will to do it.
Weber says the 2023 Farm Bill could include rules to reduce farm runoff that would apply not just to Iowa farmers, but to all U.S. ag operations.
We've had a lot of talk, and the talk has been going on now for a decade or more. And we're just simply not making the progress that Iowans should expect to receive.
Weber says the drought in much of Iowa will have an impact on water quality, too, since corn and soybean plants in dry soil are not absorbing as much of the commercial fertilizer and manure that's being applied to fields.
And when we do get rain and the water starts to flow and our tiles flow again, we will likely see a real large movement of nitrates coming out of our farm system.
Some Iowa utilities that provide drinking water use surface water from rivers, but about 75% of Iowans get their drinking water from underground supplies.
That water has taken tens of thousands and in some cases millions of years to accumulate in those deep aquifers, but it too will be stressed. And so, you know, those resources, although ample today, will not be endless. You know, we will have to start thinking about what do we do at the end of the turn of the century, especially as these floods and droughts become more prevalent in our state.
Weber made his comments this past weekend on Iowa Press on Iowa PBS. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears Building.